From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin today called the murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov a disgrace to his country. Mr. Putin called on law enforcement agencies to focus on high-profile crimes, including those that are politically motivated. Russia's Interfax news agency quotes the director of the country's main security agency as saying suspects have been identified in the case. A top official says the U.S. government is considering imposing new sanctions on Russia if a Ukraine ceasefire continues to be violated. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, has sent a team to Europe to coordinate measures with allied governments. Secretary of State John Kerry says negotiators in the Iran nuclear talks have made some progress, but in his words, there are still significant gaps and important choices that need to be made. Kerry made the remarks after wrapping up 3 days of talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Switzerland. The president of Chad says his forces know of the location of Abubakar Shekau. He's the leader of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. President Idris Deby is calling on the rebel leader to surrender or be killed. Mr. Deby spoke Wednesday in the Chadian capital N'Djamena during a joint news conference with the visiting president of Niger. Lesotho's leading opposition party, the Democratic Congress, has formed a coalition government following an election that gave no party an outright majority. Pakalitha Mosisili has been declared the head of the coalition. This is VOA News. The shooting death of a top opposition allied Mozambican lawyer has analysts concerned that that nation's violent past has come back to haunt it. Anita Powell takes a look.
Police and media reports say lawyer and scholar Gilles Sistak was at a popular restaurant on a main boulevard in central Maputo when he was shot several times by unidentified assailants in a passing car on Tuesday morning. He later died of his wounds at Maputo's central hospital. Sistak was a law professor at Maputo's prestigious Eduardo Mondlane University. Top journalist and commentator Fernando Lima says Sistak had been recently vilified in social media and in the state-run press for saying that Renamo's autonomy bid could be justified under the Constitution. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
The defense lawyer for suspected Boston Marathon bomber Jokhar Tsarnaev told the jury at his trial Wednesday Tsarnaev did indeed help carry out the 2013 attack. But attorney Judy Clark said Tsarnaev's older brother was actually the mastermind behind the attack. Clark is one of America's foremost death penalty specialists. By blaming the older brother, Clark is hoping to convince the jury to not sentence the 21-year-old Jokhar to death. The U.S. Justice Department concluded Wednesday that the police department in the Midwestern city of Ferguson, Missouri, routinely violated the constitutional rights of its black citizens. The department accused Ferguson police of using excessive force against black people and often making arrests without probable cause. The report is the result of a 6-month investigation launched after last year's shooting death of a black shoplifting suspect by a white police officer. Even with their conclusions about Ferguson police, federal officials say they will not bring civil rights charges against the officer who shot the suspect. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday in a challenge to President Barack Obama's health care law called Obamacare. If the challenge is successful, it could lead to changes in the law that would affect Americans who depend on government subsidies to help them buy health insurance. Pointing to the wording of the law, opponents of Obamacare say the statute allows subsidies to be given only to people who buy insurance in marketplaces established by states, not by the federal government. If a majority of the high court accepts that standard, an estimated 8 million people could lose their health insurance. Mexican security forces say they have captured the leader of the Zetas drug cartel. Federal officials say Omar Trevino Morales, who is known by the alias Z42, was arrested Wednesday in a suburb of Monterrey in northeastern Mexico. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of today's trading sessions. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.